This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. In Manipur, all schools and colleges will reopen from today. An order issued by the state government said that normal classes will resume from today, including universities. All educational institutions have been closed since the 16th of this month after widespread protests took place in the valley districts, condemning the killing of six persons in Jiribam district. However, the internet ban is still in force in selected districts of the state, while the curfew has been relaxed for some hours in some districts. In Meghalaya, the Education Department signed an MOU with the National Stock Exchange of India Limited to impart financial literacy, investors' awareness in securities market and other training programs across the state. The MOU was signed by the Director of Higher and Technical Education representing the Education Department, Government of Meghalaya, and Chief Business Development Officer, National Stock Exchange of India Limited, in the presence of Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma, Education Minister Rakam A. Sangma, Chief Secretary D.P. Walang, and other government officials. This is in line with generating employment opportunities for rural and urban youth in the banking, financial services and insurance sector, which will empower and provide a platform for skill development to the youth of the state. In Mizoram, newly appointed Chief Secretary Khili Ram Meena has assumed office yesterday. Mr. Meena, a 1993 batch IAS officer of the AGMUT cadre, served as additional secretary of the Ministry of Minority Affairs before he was repatriated to his parent cadre recently. The centre on November 21 appointed Meena as the new Chief Secretary of Mizoram to succeed Renu Sharma, who retired on superannuation in October. Northeast Regional Centre, Indian Council of Historical Research, Guwahati, in collaboration with Sikkim University, organised a two-day national seminar on the Indian Constitution and the idea of Ram Rajya at Chintan Bhavan, Gangtok, yesterday. The programme was graced by Dr. Jyoti Prakash Tamang, Vice-Chancellor and Professor at the Sikkim University. The seminar was attended by authors, editors, keynote speaker Prafulla Ketkar, besides scholars from different states of India, faculty members and students of various colleges in Sikkim. Ram Rajya, a concept rooted in ancient Indian philosophy, symbolizes the ideal governance envisioned by the Constitution of India. Nagaland Governor Laga Nason said that women play vital roles in the socio-economic development of the country, but they are usually unsung heroines. Speaking at a one-day seminar on women working in unorganized sector at Kohima yesterday, the governor said women in unorganized sector often work tirelessly behind the scenes. He also said that in Nagaland they comprise a significant portion of this sector, making invaluable contributions that are both diverse and essential. Quoting eShram Portal report of 2021, the governor said approximately 8% of Nagaland's population is engaged in informal sector, with women comprising more than half of this workforce. The governor said these remarkable women are not just contributors, but many are the primary breadwinners of their families. In Mizoram, taking forward the policies and programs of the central government, a three-day-long exhibition come trade fair on the theme PM Vishwakarma commenced at the Assam Rifles Lamuel ground in Aizawl yesterday. Inaugurating the exhibition, Mizoram Commerce and Industries Minister F. Rodingliana said the PM Vishwakarma schemes comes at a time when artisans and craftsmen of the state are needing such promising schemes the most. He said that PM Vishwakarma would uplift the artisans and craftsmen who were less recognized in the past. And in Arunachal Pradesh, a young male small Indian civet rescued from Papu Hill in Papumpare district has been successfully translocated to a release site for acclimatization in Pakke Tiger Reserve in Pakke Kesang district. Estimated to be about 2 months old at the time of rescue, the civet has been undergoing rehabilitation at the Center for Bear Rehabilitation in the Tiger Reserve. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.